What's up, this is Chad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dalton Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you're not familiar with the show or that website, Brian's going to let you know what you find if you head over there.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. And of course, one of those submitting stations, CHMA in Sackville.
And we are live on location at CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick for Sappy Fest. Thank you very much for joining us. And we are live in CHMA. We are also still on our home station and local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. So listen in, because a great big show for you, including some interviews, and we've also got your music news, all kinds of stuff, plus the top 20 on the way. You can also find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do it for you. You just send us an email, or on Facebook or Twitter, contact us, and we will give you an interview, plus we'll play something from your latest release or whatever you're working on. So it's really cool, and we like to do that every week. We've been taking a break from that because we have been featuring a lot of artists on the show for Sappy Fest, and we're doing that again today. Dusted will be joining us on the program, as well as Paul Sonier from PS I Love You. We have your music news with Stephen Karlick. We've got the lowdown and the top 20 jam-packed show. All kinds happening.
Yeah, lots of great stuff. We have lots of movement on the charts this week as well. Two debuts, including one of the interviews this week, and two returns to the charts, and two new to us as well. Lots of movement. Also losing a couple of artists this week. Tune Yards from number 17 to number 22. Chromeo falls off the program again to number 27 from number 18. Viet Cong at number 20 last week to number 30. And Mac DeMarco, who was at number one for many, many weeks in a row and sort of bouncing around the rest of the charts the last couple of weeks, is now off the Earshot top 50 entirely.
It's a big week. We'll see what happens when we get to number one. So without further ado, Brian's going to start us off. Let us know what's coming in at number 20.
All right, here's one new to us at number 20, debuting at number 49 the week before. It's Five Alarm Funk from Abandoned Earth. You're going to hear a track called We All Scream to kick us off. At number 19, back into the program, up from number 26 is Vogue Dots with the Tosca EP, and we're going to hear a track called Skinny Thing. And closing out that set will be Bring Me Simple Man by Timber Tamper. They're at number 18, back up from number 21, and their latest is entitled Hot Dreams.
Five Alarm Funk in at number 20 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
number 19.
True and tried.
message here from Abel. Leave your swagger by the way. There's an element unstable that your confidence betrays. Every big shot is a hunter. Every hunter's got his prey. You can tell me I'm a good sport, but that doesn't make me game. Bring me simple man, free of pride. I like simple man, true and tried. Just a simple friend.
It's the Earshot 20.
And at number 18, up from number 21, Anthony's in a foreign studio. He already made a mistake.
I think it was because it was clicked before. Anyway, I'm allowed one mistake a show. One mistake a show.
Foreign equipment. At number 18, up from number 21, that was Timber Tambor from the album Hot Dreams, a track called Bring Me Simple Man. You also heard Skinny Thing by Vogue Dots. At number 19, up from number 26, their EP on Indica Records is called Tosca. And kicking off the show from Sappy Fest in CHMA in Sackville, you heard Five Alarm Funk from Abandoned Earth, We All Scream.
Yeah, we're in Sackville right now doing the show live from Sackville, and we're broadcasting on local 107.3 FM. So hi to everybody back home, and hello to everybody in Sackville. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio, and we do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. So thank you very much for tuning in. If you're a first-time listener, thank you very much for listening to the program. Coming up tonight for Sappy Fest, I'll give you a little bit of a rundown here. At 8 o'clock on the main stage, the Grubbies. 9 o'clock, Free Love Fenner. 10 o'clock, Dusted. And 11 o'clock, P.S. I Love You. And we actually have Dusted and P.S. I Love You. Paul Sonye is on the program today. So look for that. And if you are in Sackville, make sure you get out to the shows and enjoy them. And if you're listening to the rebroadcast of the show, well, when you hear some of the music coming up, you'll say, why didn't I get my tickets? And I will get them next year for sure, because it is a great weekend, great weekend of fun. Coming up in just a few minutes, Stephen Karlik has your music news from Exclaim magazine. But before that, we've got your number 17. Brian's going to let you know what that is.
At number 17 this week, down to number 12 is Tana Gack from her new record, Animism. You're going to hear a track called Ooming Mac, and you're going to hear from Frog Eyes. Sitting at number 16, down one spot, is Carrie's Cold Spring, and you're going to hear a track called The Country Child.
It's your number 17, Tanya Tagak. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20. Mm-hmm.
16.
Only yet to say the streets are wasting fire. No reaction happens in the mouth of a perfect liar. Oh, cool, I'm on the streets. A smashing apple on the face of the state. A fundamentally opposed to the cut of your clothes. Be mouth in the sky, you push it to the edge of flight. Autumn's faction bursts to the height and demands a soul. The golden statue puzzles and attempts one awkward pun. Feed a fever, spot fever's rage. Feed a fever and paginate your page. You're fundamentally opposed to the cost of your coal. Shopkeeper keeps a bowl. He spits his mouth full in spite of the winds and the customs of limbs. The moon sheds its light, the moon sheds its light. Country child called abundance of hay. And I want his uncle's gold. And I want it today. I said it. We'll be right back.
down one spot to number 16 this week. That was Frog Eyes from Carrie's Cold Spring, a track called The Country Child. And kicking off that set was Umigmak by Tanya Tagak at number 17. Down from number 12 is her newest record, Animism.
It's the Earshot 20, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to us live from CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick. We are broadcasting here, of course, for Sappy Fest as part of our partnership with Sappy Fest this year. Really excited to be here, but of course, we're still bringing you the countdown, and we're still bringing you all of our regular segments that we normally do every week, and that includes our friend from Exclaim Magazine, Stephen Karlick, senior editor there at Exclaim in Toronto, and we're talking music news right now. And Stephen, welcome back to the program.
I'm stuck in Toronto. I'm not at Sappy Fest.
You're not
but our
here.
People are there.
Yeah,
I'm
you're not here enjoying, but you do have some people on the ground. And from what I've heard, it's going to be awesome. Shows kick off tonight, and it's going to be awesome.
I will be living vicariously through our reviews.
We do have news to talk about, and that all kicks off with Dive's Zachary Cole Smith, who's opening up about heroin arrests.
Yeah, so last year, Zachary Cole Smith, the singer of Dive, and his girlfriend, pop singer Sky Ferreira, were busted with drug possession, arrested for drug possession, a ton of heroin in the car, and both sort of made headlines, but especially Sky Ferreira for being an addict for having tons of heroin in the car. And now Zachary Cole Smith has sort of bravely come out and in an interview with Stereo Gum talked about how it was his fault, how he has an addictive personality, and the extent to which it affected Sky Ferreira and his sorrow for that. It's all really pretty touching and poignant stuff. Regarding his drug use, Smith said, "I've always been the kind of person that you can't say to me, that stove is too hot, don't touch it. I have to just touch it and figure out how hot it is. You know, hold my hand just above it or touch it with my little finger. I always have to push my limits. So all of a sudden there's this drug that enters the scene that's this ultimate forbidden thing, and that makes it the most tempting thing around. I've always struggled with various addictions throughout my life." Smith has underwent a stint in rehab and still goes to therapy and probationary check-ins. He speaks on Ferreira later in the interview, saying she literally didn't do anything wrong. She basically was just a passenger in the car with a person who was out of control for a minute. So some touching stuff. You can read most of the interview at exclaim.ca.
Some pretty heavy, and you know, addiction is a tough thing to deal with, so hopefully he's on the mend.
Mm-hmm.
Some news about TV on the radio as they're announcing Seeds LP. That's the name of the LP, I assume.
Yes, the new LP by TV on the Radio is going to be called, like you said, Seeds. It is the follow-up to 2011's Nine Types of Light. They've been pretty quiet since then, but they've now shared a trailer in which they reveal the title of the sixth album, and their first since the passing of bassist and producer Gerard Smith, who died of lung cancer in 2011. It's also their first album since leaving Interscope. The album will be out later this year via Harvest Records. There aren't a ton of LP details just yet, but the trailer is available to view on exclaim.ca. All 26 seconds of it, which has a drum fill, some piano, and an atmospheric wash of ambient guitar. So check that out.
I do find it cool when artists do things like this and release a teaser or trailer for an album as opposed to, you know, putting out a song or something. It's just a quick little snapshot of what you can expect, and I guess a band as big as these guys, snapshots all they need to release to get the fans excited.
Yeah, exactly. It's the kind of thing you'll watch the same 20 seconds over and over again.
Well, diehard fans, they know to expect it come the fall. All right, in the vein of music festivals, here we go with Halifax Pop Explosion, and they've revealed an initial lineup for their 2014 show, which includes lots of great names, and I'll let you go to it.
Yeah, more East Coast Festival fun coming this October. From October 21st through 25th, the Halifax Pop Explosion will hit Halifax once again. This is the 22nd edition of the festival, and this time they'll be having bands like Against Me, Detroit rapper Danny Brown, and Wu-Tang vets Ghostface Killah and Raekwon. The lineup also revealed appearances by Twin Shadow, Tokyo Police Club, Chad Van Galen, Ostra, White Horse, Operators, Kevin Drew, The Wooden Sky, Ill Gates, Thugly, Cousin Swearin, and a whole lot more. Passes to the Pop Explosion go on sale August 1st, which means they are now available. Go and get your early bird passes now, while they're sold for 22% less than their usual cost.
22nd anniversary, 22% less. That's neat.
Yeah, get them before August 22nd, by the way.
Awesome.
That's not a joke.
Get them before August 22nd. So we'll move on now back to the charts. But, Stephen, we'll get you to stick around, and in the second hour of the program, we'll come back with a bit more music news. Brian is going to let you know what's coming up next.
At number 15, down from 13, it's Grays from the album If Anything. Here's a track called Brief Lines. After that, you're going to hear from Always. Debuting at number 14 is Dives.
Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20.
Number 14.
Thank you.
Debuting at number 14 this week is the self-titled debut from Always. You heard a track called Dives, closing out that set and kicking off the set. At number 15, down two spots, was Graze from the album, If Anything, their debut on Buzz Records. That was Brief Lives.
Brian Cleveland and myself, Anthony Emmon, bringing you the National Top 20 Countdown from earshot-online.com. And we are live on location in the studios of CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick for Sappy Fest. Lots going on this weekend for the festival, including a performance from P.S. I Love You. And Paul Saunier is joining us for a quick chat. Paul, welcome back to the Earshot 20. Great to chat with you again.
Thanks. Hi. Hello.
Of course, you're no stranger to the charts. Your last album had a lot of success, and this release, For Those Who Stay, debuting high on the charts this week. What was the recording process like for this album?
It was really fun. We went to the studio and just sort of like hung out and watched TV a lot, and then every once in a while we'd go and lay down some music, and it's weird. It's kind of scary how it all seems like when I think back on it now, it just seems like a really easy dream, even though there was a lot of hard work leading up to it. I don't know, the environment was perfect for us, I think. And the equipment was great, and we had great instruments and great people working with us. So it was just a really fun time.
And the official release for the album was July 22nd, but you did a neat rollout prior to that with hiding cassette copies of the album. Where did that idea come from?
That was an idea that the people who work for our record label, Paper Bag Records, they kind of dreamed it up, and it would be like a fun thing to like hide tapes, and then if people find the tapes, but it's all on the internet, you know, it's just, you know, a fun way for people to pay attention to us.
And of course, you're drumming up that kind of sense of excitement because people are then tweeting about it or putting it on Facebook, and so you're getting a lot of hype out of that.
Yeah.
We're going to have more with Paul in just a few minutes, but first, your number 13 this week, up all the way from 37. It's Old Crow Medicine Show with their album Remedy. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Till the day I die, life's a dance, one made to last. There's nothing we can do to ever hold her back. She can't be held by the hands of man. The Cumberland River is gonna rise again. Oh, Cumberland River, flowing through the heart of a guitar town. Oh, Cumberland River, can't you hear me singing your song?
Old Crow Medicine Show, cracking the charts at number 13, up all the way from 37 last week. Still live in Sackville for a special broadcast of the Earshot 20 as we get our Sappy on. And Paul Saunier from PS I Love You still on the line. I had a chance to watch your music video for the song Friends Forever, which is off your new release. And I'm wondering where the inspiration came from for that video. And by the way, I found it very entertaining. I love the video.
Yeah, that's not really a question for me. That's the director of that video, Luke McCutcheon. He sort of, he dreamed up that idea and just did it, executed it, you know, with our blessing. The only guy input that I had was that it had to star a dog. So, yeah, I don't know where the inspiration came for that video. I mean, it has nothing to do with the song, really, except that the two boys are friends, you know.
I get kind of the theme of the video was just, they, you know, they got broken up by the dog, and then the dog wasn't very happy and wanted them to strengthen their bond. So it was very entertaining. I really enjoyed it. And I did get the, it did pull up my heartstrings a little bit.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
On to touring. You have some dates coming up, and it all kicks off with your show tonight at Sappy Fest here in Sackville. What can we look forward to at that show?
I don't know. We're going to play some songs, and it's going to be songs from our new record. It'll be fun for us, I think. Hopefully people like it. We don't have any tricks up our sleeve. I've been thinking about, like, guitar solos and stuff and how I'm going to make them sound good.
Just a high-energy show, lots of fun.
Yeah, high-energy show. But the album that we made is a little bit too complex. So when we play it live, it's like all the songs are a little looser, a lot more raw. It's like you bit into your sandwich and all the meat is raw.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, but then you're just like, well, I'm eating it, so, you know.
And then you'll hit the road with Frog Eyes, and you'll be in Toronto and Ottawa, Montreal, as well as a handful of American cities. What comes after the touring? Have you guys been writing and getting ready for more music, or is it just strictly touring right now?
It's a bit of both. We have a lot of other songs written and even recorded. So, you know, we'll be, I think the transition of moving on to another record will be pretty smooth. And we have a lot of shows booked in the fall, like we're playing the Halifax Pop Explosion, playing Pop Montreal, we're playing Riplandia Festival in BC. So you can expect a lot of tour dates sort of stringing all that together in Canada and the United States. So, you know, stay tuned to our Facebook and Twitter feeds and whatnot if you want to learn more.
And you can find PSA Love You online. Give them a quick search, and of course on Facebook, Twitter, all kinds of sites. And if you're hearing this live during a broadcast on Friday, August 1st, check out this great Canadian duo tonight as part of the Sappy Fest Festival. It's sure to be a great show. Paul, as always, thanks for joining us, and best of luck with the tour.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
Here they are, debuting at number 12 this week. It's PSA Love You from the album For Those Who Stay, Stick Around. It's the Earshot 20.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Pink Mountaintop. Sitting still at number 11 this week is their album Get Back, and you heard a track called Ambulance City. Before that, you heard Friends Forever by P.S. I Love You, and they debut at number 12 with their brand new record on Paperbag Records called For Those Who Stay. And of course, before that, you heard from Paul Sonnier himself.
Hey, guess what? We're all live on location in Sackville, New Brunswick at CHMA, the campus community radio station here. And we thank them very much for having us this week as we broadcast live from Sackville for Sappy Fest, our Sappy Fest broadcast. Lots going on to check out this weekend if you are here. And if you are listening to the rebroadcast, well, wipe your tears away and make sure you get your tickets next year because it is awesome. All kinds of bands. You heard from Paul Sonnier of P.S. I Love You earlier in the program. He'll be playing this evening as well as many others. And coming up in the second hour of the program, we will be talking to Dusted, and they're playing also as well. This weekend, Ott, Julie Dwaron, Cousins, all kinds of bands that you'd be familiar with on this program and lots more. So lots of excitement. And we are done the first 10 of the top 20. If you're just tuning in, the Earshot 20, Canada's national countdown show. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. And every week we count down the top 20 albums charting from across the nation on earshot-online.com. We normally broadcast out of local 107.3 FM, but as we mentioned, we're live in Sackville this week, also broadcasting live in St. John, New Brunswick. And then we record the program. We send it out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for carrying this program. You can also find the show a couple of other ways. Radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. You can download the program there, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in. And stick around, because coming up in the next hour of the program, we have the top 10. We have an interview with Dusted. We've got your lowdown, and Stephen Karlik joins us again with more music news. It's all happening after the break. Stick around. There's more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.